Why?
The Darkness into Light event has taken over nationally. It's a fantastic event, and therefore we decided that we would be part of it this year. The people who do that type of work here are the Samaritans and the listeners, the six prisoners who are trained by the Samaritans.
Gardaí have launched a murder investigation following a fatal traffic incident in County Carlow on the 24th of April. A 30-year-old motorcyclist, Tom Connors from Bunclody, County Wexford, was pronounced dead at the scene at Sandbrook Ballon. A car involved was later found burned out at the location and the occupants failed to remain at the scene. Lindsay Dolan reports.
Gardaí are appealing for help in tracing the movements of a dark grey Volkswagen Passat with Northern Irish registration plates and partial registration OHZ. The car travelled across the M1 toll bridge at approximately 8 p.m. on the 23rd of April and then travelled to the Ballon area of Carlow on the evening of Wednesday, April 24th. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, are being asked to make it available to Gardaí. Gardaí are also looking to trace the movements of a black Honda CBR motorbike, partial registration 03WW, in the Sandbrook area on the evening of Wednesday 24th. Anyone with information regarding this incident is urged to contact any Garda station.
Israel has warned the United Nations that any move to allow Palestine to become a full member of the UN would open its doors to welcoming a terrorist state into its ranks. The warning comes as the United Nations General Assembly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognising it as qualified to join. The permanent representative of Israel to the UN, Gilad Erdan, said allowing Palestine to become a full member would allow Hamas into its ranks.
Do you know who controls Gaza? You probably have forgotten, because in all of your resolutions here since October 7th, you have failed to even call them out by name. So I'll remind you. It's the terrorists of Hamas.
The northern lights have lit up the night sky overnight in pink and green, with rare sightings all around the country. They've been more visible than usual because of a huge geomagnetic storm. Ian Cohn from the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in the US says it was spectacular.
A huge explosion. Basically what happens is part of the sun actually lifts off the surface, right? So this plasma, the charged particles, the magnetic field that makes up the sun, part of it actually lifts off the sun and streams away into space.
The Liffey descent gets underway today, starting in Kildare and finishing in Dublin. International competitors from South Africa, Australia and the UK will be taking part in the 32-kilometre canoe race. Communications manager with the Liffey Descent, Sam Curtis, says the 64-year-old event continues to fly the flag for disability and inclusion.
This is the first year that we've had two wheelchair users taking on the race. One of them is doing so in a double kayak with someone on just to help out. But we also have Mark Henderson, who is going to be one of the first wheelchair users to take on the race solo. The whole community is getting behind supporting that, making sure that the sport is inclusive and that absolutely as many people as possible can come along.
And that's your latest news update at 7:04.
FX's Welcome to Wrexham is back on Disney Plus. Join Ryan Reynolds.
Come on!
And Rob McElhenney.
Here we are in season 3. It's going to be a very harrowing edge of your seat season.
In a whole new league.
This division is going to be tougher.
If we keep believing, we can turn things around.
Come on!
FX's Welcome to Wrexham. New season available to stream exclusively on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Now.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning. How are you? It's Trina Mara here. We have got another jam-packed show for you today. Paul Harrington is going to be here. Can you believe it's 30 years since Rock and Roll Kids, the Eurovision on tonight, and Paul is actually going to be delivering the Irish jury vote. Now, we've more incredible prizes to give away. Return flights on Travel Saturday. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in. We're going to look at South Africa today, and maybe it's a trip that you'd absolutely love to do. They've both done it. In fact, Ed used to live there. And I sat down with Craig Revel Horwood. Do you know the judge from Strictly Come Dancing? He's been on the show since the beginning. And you know, he's a tough cookie to crack. Always gives low scores. kind of had that experience with them too. So that interview is on the way. But coming up this hour, we have meal ideas with the registered dietitian and physiologist Orla Walsh. She's been talking to us the last few weeks all about a new osteoporosis awareness campaign in association with the Irish Osteoporosis Society and organised by Amgen. So she's going to talk you through your breakfast, your snacks, your lunch, your dinner and so on to help prevent osteoporosis. Also, if you're looking for something to do over the June bank holiday, Kate O'Neill is going to be here to talk about the Big Bounce Challenge. A vomiting bug has been doing the rounds. I had it myself last week. Sheena Mitchell, the pharmacist, is going to give us some remedies. We'll chat to her next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Kiss the wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up alright. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Sheena Mitchell is with us today. She is a mother of three. She is an expert pharmacist. She has Milltown Total Health there in Dublin. She also has wondercare.ie, a podcast about all your health questions. And I need to ask you about this blooming vomiting bug that seems to be doing the rounds at the moment, Sheena. Had it myself there. And it's rotten. A lot of kids are missing school because it seems to be rampant right now.
Yeah, it is. And it's a really difficult one to manage. But generally, you know, it is one that you can manage at home. The main thing with it is to make sure that your child stays hydrated. And that can be really difficult because they're not interested in food or drinks, you know. So what I'd say is something like the ORS, their rehydration tablet that dissolves in water. And it's actually a much nicer flavour than the traditional Dioralyte. My kids certainly love the kind of strawberry or lemon flavours that they have. Mm. And it's easier to get that into them and just syringe even 5 mils into their mouths at a time, you know, basically every 5 minutes until the solution is gone. And that can really help. But, you know, if they're vomiting a lot, the big thing with this norovirus type illness is that it does spread like wildfire. So if someone has it, obviously make sure to keep them out of school. And then for family members, you know, make sure the hygiene is really ramped up and all the surfaces are being wiped down as much as possible, because it does just spread among the household, which isn't pleasant. But the key to it is not to stress too much about what they're eating. Keep them on a plain diet. They will tell you what they want. Boiled Cool 7-Up is an oldie but a goodie, because it does deliver some energy, you know, as well as hydration, and, you know, just making sure to get a little bit of rehydration sachet into them when you can. And just watch out for symptoms of dehydration, which would be things like lethargy. So if they're really drowsy and they're not in good form, they're not responding to you like they normally do. If they're crying and there's no tears, that can be another indication. And even when you pinch their skin, if it doesn't snap right back into the place where it was on the hand, say, then sometimes that can be a set sign of dehydration. Or if it's a young child, they're not having frequent wet nappies, or if you've got an older child and you find that they're just not using the bathroom enough or drinking enough, they're the times that you really do need to seek medical attention first.
Yeah, because I know when you're vomiting, the last thing you want is to be drinking something because you feel like you're going to throw it up again. But it's so important just to even get little drops in.
And that's why I always say, like with my toddlers, when they had a vomiting bug, I would always make up a little solution of rehydration sachet and give them a cup and a syringe. And in essence, they thought they were playing with it. But, you know, especially now that you can get the nice children's strawberry one in from the ORS range, they loved actually syringing it up with like a Calpol or Nurofen syringe. And that was quite an easy way to get it into them. And even with young, you know, I suppose 1 and 2 year olds, you can just gently syringe very small amounts into the side of their cheek. And even, you know, if you're only giving them a couple of mils at a time and you're doing that every 5 minutes, that is really going to help. And it's not going to cause them to vomit, and they'll absorb enough salt from that to really help.
That's what they tell you to do when you bring them into Temple Street. They give you the syringe and they say to do it every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes to do it that way, you know, when the parents are looking after a child who has the vomiting bug. We've all been there, I think, haven't we? Can I just ask as well, Sheena, how long, you know, if the vomiting is continuing for more than a day or so, is it time then to go to the doc, or what would you say?
Yeah, so definitely if you see, it depends on the age of the child as well and their other symptoms. So if a child is managing okay and they just have, you know, the occasional vomit or episode of diarrhea or something like that, then you're okay to kind of leave them for 48 hours or so. But if it is persisting longer than that, or if in the meanwhile, any of those kind of warning symptoms about dehydration that I mentioned earlier, if any of those arise, they're kind of, you know, you need to go now.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might be a case that you actually have to go to out of hours or A&E, especially if your child just isn't responding, you know, properly. If you have any concerns, it is like generally children will get through it and they will get enough hydration from using something like Boiled Cool 7-Up or rehydration sachets. But if, you know, if they're very young and vulnerable, it can be hard. So you just need to, I suppose, mother's instinct is great here.
And
or
you know
father's
what they do
instinct
as well, though, Sheena? When you bring them in, normally they make a liar out of you, don't they?
100%. 100%. Oh my God. And then as soon as you're home, they're awful again.
I know. Okay, just a quick question actually, Sheena, before you go. Is there any product that you might recommend to take after a bug like that to kind of clear the system or whatever?
Yes, exactly. So a lot of people like to use probiotics, and actually there's a new one out this year that a lot of people have been, you know, reporting really good things to me about in the pharmacy. And it's by OptiBac and it's called Espudari, and it's suitable for children and adults. And it can really help, especially even while your child actually has diarrhea. A lot of people are buying it instead of using Imodium, even for adults. And it can help to, I suppose, get your digestive system back on track and back settled, you know, during a vomiting bug as well. So it's definitely a good option. I'll pop it up on my Instagram if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, give us all those social media channels so that we can find you.
Perfect, yeah. So on Instagram, it's wondercare_IRL. And pretty much the same on Facebook too. So I'll pop the link in the stories today and tomorrow. Brilliant. So that people can check it out.
Great. That's another great one to have in the medicine cabinet at home. Sheena, thanks so much. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you.
Sheena Mitchell there, pharmacist, mother of three, and she also has the Wondercare podcast. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, if you're looking for something to do fun over the June bank holiday, why not try out the Big Bounce Challenge? So it's an obstacle course with giant inflatables and a great family day out. They're going to have music, they're going to have food and everything. Kate O'Neill is going to fill us in all about that next on Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the Kim Wilde 80s show.
Now this next song, I have done a cover version of myself, and Andy Bell himself from Erasure told me he loved my version. But here's Erasure's version, A Little Respect, here on the Kim Wilde 80s show.
Monday to Thursday from 6 p.m.
on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
To celebrate over 50 years in business, O'Mara Camping are advertising their fantastic range of camping accessories on radio, where you can't see them. So, they asked Fred in accounts to design a sound effect to astonish you with the amount of stuff you'll find online at omaracamping.com to go with the tent you just purchased. Here it is. Fred admits it does sound better in colour.
omaracamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
Want a new bathroom, but also fancy a holiday in the sun?
Then the town have the people to see.
Book your bathroom renovation before June the 1st and you could win a luxury holiday in the sun for two people, including flights, accommodation and €500 spending money. See thetilehub.ie.
To renovate your bathroom perfectly, the Tile Hub are the people to see.
Conditions apply.
The death will occur of your loved one. They will die tragically in a preventable car crash early next month. Following their death, they will be sadly missed by you, along with their extended family and large group of friends. You will each wonder why you never said anything about their behaviour behind the wheel. Chat to your loved ones about their driving today, so you don't lose them tomorrow. A message from the Road Safety Authority.
All aboard for the Cove Heritage Centre tour.
Take a historic trip back in time and visit our ancestors from the past. For more than 25 years, we've been telling the emigrant story. So come and join the journey, follow the footsteps of our ancient ancestors, and feel history come alive. See our opening times and plan your visit at coveheritage.com. Cove Heritage Centre, a highlight of Ireland's ancient East.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and four visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Take her.
don't you wanna take her home? She walks like she don't care, walking on imported air. Ooh, it makes you wanna die.
Radio, we were talking on the show yesterday about the fun events that you did during your summer days growing up, and this one just sounds absolutely brilliant. Kate O'Neill is here to tell us about the Big Bounce Challenge, Ireland's biggest inflatable 5 kilometre obstacle course, which is happening really soon. Hiya, Kate.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
So this sounds right up my street, and this is one for all the family.
Oh my goodness, yes, it is for everyone. It is a 5 kilometre fun run, but throughout the course of the 5K, there's 10 giant inflatable obstacles. And then we have foam cannons also at the end to make it just a little bit trickier. It's a non-competitive event, which is probably the best part, because we're trying to combine the fitness and fun element.
Non-competitive, but you will probably be competing with the people beside you. Let's be honest about it.
Oh, that's it. You can compete with people in your group if you want to, but it's not a timed event.
Yeah. So this is happening across the weekend of the 1st of June and the 2nd of June, the Saturday and the Sunday, at Palmerstown House Estate there in Kildare. A lot of people will be really familiar with that venue. It's not just something that's for adults.
So children age 7+ can participate. They just need an adult participant with them.
Yeah.
I'd say the kids will nearly be running rings around the adults on their territory with the inflatable.
Is this the first time the Big Bounce Challenge has happened?
Yes, so this is our first event for the Big Bounce Challenge, but we are planning to take it on the road, so please do keep an eye on our socials.
So
Big Bounce Challenge on Instagram. Have a look there. That'll be the first place any new venues are announced. But
yeah. No,
as you said, it is the perfect group outing for like sports clubs, staff days out, and we're offering a discount of 10% for groups of over 10. So even if
Brilliant.
You want to just get the whole family involved, come across on the June bank holiday and have a bit of crack.
Because you see these programs on telly, these kind of challenges, and you're like, I could do that. This is your chance now to prove that you could do something. I know that anybody who actually completes the challenge gets a goodie bag as a token of their accomplishment. Are there people that might not be able to complete it? Would you think it would be tricky for some?
No, I'd say everyone would definitely be able to complete it. But yeah, no, we have some lovely goodie bags with some Big Bounce merch for everyone who completes it at the end, and then we'll also have some other nice bits in that as well. Just a bit of an incentive to get them to the finish line a bit quicker.
Yeah.
But no, so, I don't doubt that everyone's going to be able to do this.
Yeah. Balance. So this sounds like a lovely kind of weekend for the family as well. You've a lot going on there. There's other things going on, like there's food and you can enjoy this music. There's lots of things to enjoy.
Yes, we have our Hype Village. So within that, there will be food vendors. There will be a DJ. We'll have some group warm-ups going on for anyone who's about to start their wave. We'll have a team of motivators around, really just keeping the mood up for the day. And we'll have some family fun and games. So it'll be a great day out for everyone. Even if you're not participating in the race, spectators are welcome to come along and you can cheer any participants you know coming across the finish line.
Super. Okay, give me the website so we can have a nosy and get more details on it, Kate.
Absolutely. So it's www.bigbouncechallenge.ie.
Okay, and make sure all the ladies wear your support bra. Wear your sports bra. You're going to need it on the day. All
well,
right.
No, that's you saying that now, not me.
Thanks, Kate. We'll talk to you soon. Best of luck with
Thank
that. Sounds
so
a great
much.
Fun. Cheers. Bye-bye. It's
Thank
Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.
You.
For the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good.
Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Marr. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been chatting to Orla Walsh, who is a registered dietitian. She's been working on a new osteoporosis awareness campaign in association with the Irish Osteoporosis Society and organised by Amgen. And today, we're going to be taking a look at your meal plans and all the meals and snacks to get in to try and look after your bone health. Orla Walsh is going to chat to us next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At Boardby a Bloom this June Bank holiday weekend, it's the perfect day out for families and friends. Pick peonies and pear peaches with praline parfait. Savour sausages slow roasted with a glass of rosé. Admire art and entertainers, a feast for the eyes. Our award-winning gardens below the blue skies. With an abundance of things to see and do, it's the perfect excuse to try something new. A treat for yourself, for them or for her. See you in Phoenix Park from May 30th to June 3rd. Book tickets today at ticketmaster.ie/BoardBeABloom.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile and Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
Hi, it's Dee here from Strip and Dip. I can't believe we've been stripping and dipping for 11 years now. This year's Strip and Dip is on Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow, all in aid of our ongoing commitment to Aveen's Pink Tie, Ireland's national children's cancer charity. Ladies, let's get over 1,000 of you on the beach. Let's celebrate and participate on what will be one of the best days of your life. That's Saturday the 8th of June in Wicklow. Register now at stripanddip.ie. Join us, warrior women. See you on the beach, 8th of June, stripanddip.ie.
Fight like a child!
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices this summer by firing up the grill in our selected finest barbecue range, like Boardbia quality assured corn-fed Korean-style chicken thigh king kebabs. Any 3 for 2. Then chill out with our selected Tesco ice cream range. Any 2 for €4. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Save time, shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Products subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
Looking to enrol in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
This is the home of Ruth Scott at Night, Monday to Thursday from 7.
And the home of the 80s and 90s all day.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
More of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara. With e-travel.ie. Escape from reality. Jet off to your dream destination or set sail on a fantastic cruise for unbelievably low prices. Visit e-travel.ie today.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no.
raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara, and we're joined by registered dietitian and physiologist Orla Walsh today, who is campaign ambassador working on a new osteoporosis campaign in association with the Irish Osteoporosis Society and organised by Amgen. Now, we've been talking the last few weeks, Orla, about how women, particularly over the age of 65, are really at risk for osteoporosis. So we don't want women breaking their bones and then, you know, their mobility being affected as they get older and older. And we're going to talk today about what a typical day would look like if you were getting the best nutrition to support your bone health. So you might talk us through some meal ideas, if you don't mind, Orla.
Sure.
Yeah.
As I mentioned in previous weeks, we're really looking at calcium, protein, vitamin D, magnesium and vitamin K. So there's lots of important nutrients for bone health, but how do we incorporate them into our daily lives? Well, firstly, we're trying to achieve 3 servings of dairy a day. So one of the things that I encourage people to do is actually to base their breakfast on dairy. So for example, making their porridge on milk or having high fiber cereal with milk or the likes of muesli with yogurt. Now, there are non-dairy options that provide calcium. So for example, baked beans and toast or tofu scrambled on toast is another favorite of a lot of people. The other thing to note is that not only is kale a good source of calcium, but it is a bioavailable calcium source, meaning the body can extract the calcium from the kale and use it. Add the likes of kale to omelets or perhaps even to a smoothie. To make sure you are getting calcium, if you're using a milk alternative, just make sure that it is fortified with calcium. And when you're pouring it into your bowl or your glass, make sure you're shaking that carton loads before you pour it in so that you're not leaving the calcium at the bottom of the carton each day.
I had never heard that tip before. So it would actually sit at the bottom unless you shook it. Didn't know that.
Exactly. So because not only do you not extract all the calcium from the carton, and when you pour it into the cereal or, and the glass, even if you're shaking it lots, but the calcium source isn't as bioavailable as calcium perhaps in dairy. So I would encourage people to consume a little bit more.
That's brekkie covered. What about snacks? Do people still, am I the only one who's snacking during the day?
I don't think so. I think lots of people snack, especially the younger generation. And if we got them to snack a bit more on bone healthy foods, they would be safeguarding their bone health as they're getting older. There's lots of choices there. The likes of yogurt and fruit is one thing. I freeze yogurt in silicone muffin tins and put nuts or fruit on top as a kind of healthy frozen yogurt option. But you could also make something like chia seed pudding, where you simply make one cup of milk with a quarter cup of chia seeds, just mix it together, and it kind of forms a pudding that you could eat with some seasonal fruit. But the old cheese and crackers is a nice option, or the likes of mozzarella and tomato and a small salad as a snack. Or I don't know if you were a 1980s person, but you might have had pineapple and cheddar at birthday parties. It was a big thing when I was growing
yes,
up.
Yes, God, I've forgotten all perhaps, about that on the cocktail
exactly,
stick.
Exactly. Yeah. On the cocktail stick, exactly, pushed into the orange. But you might also enjoy the likes of cottage cheese with a citrus fruit like mandarin or pineapple. It can be quite nice. There are high protein kind of yogurt options and the likes of Skyr, and they're lovely with some seeds and nuts, or you know, especially mid-morning, a milky coffee can be just perfect, or in the evening time the likes of a hot chocolate.
Actually, there's a brand, I'm not supposed to give out brands here, but I'm going to, I don't care. There's a brand of yogurt out at the moment, and I have one every single day during the show. I think it's called Kvark or something, and it's very high in protein. It's absolutely delicious and really filling, and I love them. You can get them in vanilla, you can get them in raspberry, you can get them in like white chocolate, all kinds of things.
Yes, that's the beauty of food.
Now, lunch ideas, what do you have?
Okay, so if you didn't have the omelette with kale or spinach, two calcium sources there, you could be having that for lunchtime. But another thing is just a toast cheese sandwich, or else a baked potato with some cheese on top. And if you don't eat cheese or are on an exclusively plant-based diet, you could have some tofu scramble on that baked potato, or else some baked beans. It is coming into salad season. Some days it's hard to believe that it is, but you could add some cheese to your salad. Or another thing that I do is I use yogurt as a salad dressing. I just put a bit of lemon juice and black pepper into it and pour it over the salad. If it is colder and you're still enjoying soup, what you can do is use half stock, half milk in your soup. It makes your soup creamier and a richer source of protein than calcium and phosphorus. The other thing you can do is add in spinach right at the end, so it becomes this lovely, vivid green colour, but also that would add in some calcium, as well as perhaps even putting in a square of blue cheese. It just really enhances the flavour.
Okay, lovely. Sounds lovely. Finally, dinner ideas to try and support your bone health.
Well, there's lots of different calcium-rich dinner options, such as fish like sardines, whitebait, salmon, or perhaps you could make a curry made with tofu or paneer cheese. But little changes can go a long way, such as adding milk to your mashed potato or grated cheese on top of your cottage or shepherd's pie, lasagnas, pasta bakes. And there's also the likes of adding white sauces to dinners, such as lasagnas or pasta bakes, as well as, you know, the traditional dinners of ham, cabbage or potatoes. One thing I do a lot that adds calcium, phosphorus and protein, so three bone healthy ingredients to my curries, is I use yogurt instead of coconut milk. So coconut milk has a lot of saturated fat, and diets rich in saturated fat can actually increase the risk of heart disease.
Yeah.
So switching from coconut milk to yogurt can make a big change to your overall health. One tip I would say is just to stir in a little corn flour into the yogurt before putting it into the curry, because it stops it from curdling.
Yes.
The yogurt can actually make the curry much creamier and much more delicious, as well as milder. So it is an option for a lot of people.
That sounds gorgeous. And that was the question I was about to ask. It was about the curdling, and you've already answered it. So yeah, throw in a bit of corn flour to stop it from curdling. You should be so careful. And this is the problem with me. I'm not a great cook, so I end up messing it up at the very last stage. So there is your tip. Okay, so for more information about osteoporosis and how to support your bone health, you can visit your GP, or you can consult irishosteoporosis.ie. Thanks so much, Orla. Thanks for all your tips over the last few weeks.
Thanks for having me on.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
about it.
On Saturday, how are you? It's Trina Mara. Well, still to come, after 8 this morning, we're going to catch up with Craig Revel Horwood. So you'll know him as being one of the judges on Strictly Come Dancing. He's coming to the Bordgosh Energy Theatre to play the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Now, he's known on Strictly for being a bit of a character, can be quite mean when it comes to giving high points. I felt he was a little bit cool with me as well. I'll let you judge. That interview is coming up on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Imagine a night where it all comes together. The 80s, the 90s and you.
The famous Ireland's Classic Hits Radio listener parties are back this summer.
Bringing together the greatest music and the greatest people. Join your hosts, Colm and Lucy, along with your favourite station presenters for prizes, karaoke, finger food and drinks.
Getting the gang back together this summer. In Cork, Galway, Limerick and Dublin.
For details, stay with the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Switch today to Electric Ireland, awarded Ireland's best electricity provider, and enjoy a saving of up to €678 on your electricity and gas. Join our 1.1 million customers at electricireland.ie or call 1800 30 50 90. Electric Ireland. Making your bills smaller and your world brighter. Awarded Best Electricity Provider 2024 by Bonkers.ie. EAB €2,675 dual fuel. Savings based on our discounted standard unit rates, including e-billing and direct debit. Terms and conditions apply. See electricireland.ie.
This weekend in the Irish Times. Patrick Frayne and Jen Hogan explore why teenagers gripped by TikTok are finding it increasingly hard to stop scrolling. In Ticket, Irish acting great Fiona Shaw explains to Donald Clark why she maintains an insatiable appetite for work. Following the shocking shooting in Drimna, security and crime editor Conor Lally reports on Dublin's latest crime feud. And in sport, Nicky English assesses the challenges facing Cork as they attempt to save their season against reigning hurling champions Limerick. Buy and store are going to deliver to your door. The Irish Times, because you get it.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Time to send that someone a little something to let them know you're thinking of them. On Post, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 8, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Israel has ordered a further evacuation of eastern Rafah in southern Gaza. It's telling people to move to an expanded humanitarian area ahead of a new ground offensive. Meanwhile, the US government says Israel has probably broken international law over the way it's used weapons provided by America. But US correspondent Mark Stone says the report concludes there's no proof because of wartime conditions.
It says the nature of the conflict in Gaza makes it difficult to assess or release conclusive findings on individual incidents. That is why it says it can conclude the weapons transfer agreement has not been broken.
Gaza.